Hello everyone, just gonna do a quick audio boo here, hyping CBG and of course doing some remedies here. So CBG 57 is up for your listening pleasure. I hope that you go ahead and listen to it because I have and I think it's pretty good. I edited the show relatively quickly because, first of all, our show was a little bit shorter than usual, under the hour mark, with intro and outro. And everything went well. We had a perfect sync. There was no audio issues other than, taking out some of the background noise. When I'm talking, he's coughing or something like that. And you remove that part or vice versa. That's all I had to remove. So it was a pretty simple edit. So I finished it. I started it last night. Got to News of the Universe and then stopped and continued today. And that's up for your listening pleasure now. Talk about a lot of stuff. It's the first time that we've recorded again with an actual outline, because I don't think I'm ever going to record. I don't think him and I are ever going to record another show without an outline, unless we go to PAX East and then just talk about the shit we did the whole day. It was fun. It was good, and I hope you enjoyed as much as we enjoyed making it. Now I'm trying something different here with my bong. This is the clean one. This is the Dr. Emmett Brown. The flux capacitor is still soaking in a special solution called, what's it called here? I bought some new one of this today actually, because it's a reusable glass cleaner called Purple Power, a soaking solution. So what you do is you soak your glass product in this for about, I would say anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. I like to do it 24 hours because I just like to be sure, because if you put it in there for 24 hours, it gives it the new glass smell, which basically means there's no odors whatsoever, and that's how I like it. I'm pretty anal. I like cleaning my water pipes at least once per week because, I don't know, I can't smoke out of dirty pieces. I've seen some people... They smoke out of disgusting, disgusting glass. I remember one time I was over at Jason's house, and I know it was kind of bad of me to do it, but I really didn't want to smoke out of his bong because it was full of caked-on resin. And I was like, come on, man, you can't smoke out of this. This is bad for you. Anyway, so he actually wound up cleaning it just for that purpose. But, yeah, the cleaner's reusable. Which is one of the things that I like, but one thing that I don't do is I don't coffee strain it afterwards. You're supposed to take a coffee filter and pour it through there so it gets all the dirt and debris out. And then the fluid is reusable. But again, I'm a pretty heavy user of the product, and I love using it. And I like cleaning my glassware with it quite often. So I've noticed lately when I do bong hits that the screen gets clogged up very quickly nowadays. So I put a glass screen in there. Now, glass screen is basically a pyramid, an upside-down pyramid made of glass. And what it does is it touches three corners of the glass and the tip of the cone, basically. If you think of the bowl is basically an upside-down cone or conical-shaped, like a funnel. And what you do is you put a three-notched... glass piece in there with a little stem at the bottom so it stays put, and that basically stops the ashes from going through. Now, unfortunately, unlike a brass or a metal screen, it doesn't catch everything. A brass or a metal screen will basically filter everything, and that's why it gets clogged up. Whereas this thing, this little particles, they will go through. But that's why I have ash catchers on my bong, so that my main shaft doesn't get, too filthy, and then you get caked on resin. And I really hate caked on resin. I really do. Oh, that was pretty dense. Oh, man. That was pretty good. Actually, funny story. I'll take another hit in a minute. H-bomb history goes. While we were about to record, I said, I'm going to go get a drink. And then he writes in the chat, podcast rule number one, always get a drink, because he knows I always say in my audio booth, stoner rule number one, always have a drink nearby. So he turned it around and turned to a podcast rule. And it is a podcast rule also. You should always have a drink nearby when you're talking on a microphone for an hour. Oh, that's good. Now, I will say Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and Bong Hits don't taste good together. I still prefer water or my orange juice and the grapefruit pop contraption that I like so much, a.k.a. Fanta. Oh, man. It's pretty harsh. And like I said, particles will go through the ash catcher, but that's okay. The ash catchers, I usually soak them for 24 to 48 hours. So when you clean them, I mean, you know that they're, you know, they're perfectly clean. Yeah, there's particles coming through at the bottom. As long as they're just ashes, I have no problem with it, but it also depends how hard you take in the hit as well. Yeah, it's ashes though. Not weed. Alright, that's enough for now. Like I said, this type of pot, the kush that was in there, really allows me to be coherent, have a very coherent high, and you know what, I love that, I love a coherent high, because then I don't mind being high, you know, for a set amount of time, or anything, and, that's good shit, man, it's good shit. I combine it with G-Force, which I still have tons of. Oh, yeah, so my posters, I didn't talk about that yesterday, I don't think. On the other hand, I have not yet listened to that audiobook. I totally forgot I made it today when I was out in the boot. So I put up my Final Fight vinyl poster finally, which I'm looking at it right now. It is... I love that poster so much. It's just... And I framed it now. It looks so awesome. I really wish I would have put it just on my bed and put all my Final Fight games in front of it and taken a picture of it. That's what I should have done. I can still probably do that. You know, I'm just going to put it back up on the wall. But for that, I need to move my bed forward. But you know what, I might do it tomorrow because I want a picture like that. Maybe set it as my wallpaper. But it's basically the posters of the original 1989 or 1988 arcade flyer from Japan. And it's basically the concept art, which features Cody standing there on door with a bloody head facing the ground, a drain pipe laying over his fallen or possibly dead body. And then you got the guys with the question mark. What was their names? 2P and... I forgot the other guy's name. Anyways, and with him there... And I see someone that looks like that was supposed to be an Elgato. Or, whether Elgato or the other guy with the knife. And Cody doing his signature move on a bunch of people. One guy with a cleaver, which... I mean, you didn't have a guy with a cleaver in Final Fight until Final Fight 2. There you had a guy called Wan Wan, who was the first stage boss. He had a cleaver. But other than that, I don't know any other characters in the games that had a cleaver. It was never a pickup weapon. Fuck, man. Yeah, so, I posted it on Facebook. And one of my friends, Chris, that I've not talked to in a while, like in person, just gonna reply to him. He sent me a video of it here. I'm just gonna reply to him real quick. He just put he has a whole playthrough video posted, and I said awesome. I'm going to play some of that on Xbox Live in a little bit. Just waiting for the. Probably just going to take a picture of something. Sorry for a little bit of dead audio there. I'll take a picture with my iPhone later of it. Oh, man. What? So I got the latest CBG. I'm not sure when I'm going to... when we're going to do another podcast. That probably won't be for another week. But... But so far, I'm really fond. Fuck, I totally forgot what I was talking about. And now it's rendering me somewhat incoherent, but this is creeper weed. So sometimes it takes a little bit of time to kick in completely. Especially with a bigger person like myself. I was almost not going to get high today. I was just going to be like, fuck it. You know, who cares? I don't want to. But then I started feeling like it once I looked at the pipe. Usually the smell of pot will, like, really nice, pungent, fruity-smelling pot will make me want to smoke immediately. Because I really like the fruity kind of dope. Fuck, man, it's just a shame I can't get a medical license in Canada like they do in the States with ease. Well, I say with ease because it's comparable. I'm a huge fan. Anyhow, so yeah, and then my Hitman poster, which is the other one that I put up. Oh god, that looks even better. The finish of the black used in the background totally flushes in with the frame, and it looks fucking awesome. And honestly, I think I'm gonna get two more. The thing is, though, is of what I don't know. I have two up here for Grand Theft Auto. I mean, fuck. Unless there's a big Vice City one that I can get that is 24 by 36, probably. But then I already have two smaller Vice City and Vice City Stories posters up, so maybe not. Maybe not GTA. No. It's going to be another series that I like. I wish I could get a Russian Beat poster. Oh, my God. That'll never happen. I would literally have to find an artist and have him custom draw it for me. There's guys you can commission on Divine Art, you know. Maybe I'm just for fun, hit a guy up that's familiar with the game series and be like, you know, can you draw me a poster of this with the logo of all three games? Like, make a montage of the characters from all three games or something like that, and then have all three Russian Beat titles featured. You know, just afterwards, Russian Beat in the center, and then in the corners, they have all the Russian Beats in there, including Deadly Dance. I think that's related also. Yeah, you know what, I might do that. And Fan Expo is coming up too. There's tons of artists there. It's like, you know, I want somebody to draw me a digital file that's that big and whatnot. Because I want to get somebody to draw some podcast art for us. You know, I wanted to see if somebody could take H-Bomb. Take a pictures of H-Bomb and I and just have them draw us sitting on a couch or something and playing video games. I don't know. him with a USA hockey jersey. And you can put the Canadian one on me with a German patch on the side. Which, of course, is obviously confusing. You know, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to listen to this after, and I'll see if it's a good idea or not. But as I said, it shouldn't be hard to get somebody to do that for you. Oh, shit, I've already been talking for 15 minutes. Fuck me. Oh, my God. And I just talked about nothing. That is how stupid that is. Anywho, I think I'm going to end it here because I'm starting to get a little bit incoherent. And I'm just going to watch some documentaries. I got some documentaries about the porn industry, man. 9 to 5 days in porn. And Naked Ambitions is the other one. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch one of those two right now. See how it is. Alrighty. So, download the latest cross-border gaming, please. And we really appreciate it. And we would really like to hear from more people. You know, just send us a tweet. Like I said, H-Bomb and I have push notifications for that Twitter account. He'll get it where he is, and I'll get it where I am. Despite the fact we're like a good 3,000, over 2,000 miles away from one another. So, anyhow, I'm going to say goodnight and big balls.